Hello, Marvelites. I'm Ryan Penagos, aka Agent M.
And I'm Lorraine Sink. The ghost of Ryan Penagos has come to haunt me and teach me about my wrongdoings throughout the year and my life.
So I showed Catherine the Muppets Christmas Carol for the first time this week.
It's so good.
It's so good. And she was more interested in the ghosts. She's like, what's the ghost doing? Where does the ghost live? Like, for all the ghosts?
Like, New Jersey. That's where all ghosts live.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. This is This Week in Marvel. So we're talking about what's happening this week in Marvel, whether it's games, comics, movies, TV, whatever we're excited about, because that's, you know, the spice of life. That's what we're into.
Yes, yes. Tis the season. And for those celebrating Christmas.
It's Christmas.
But for everyone, no matter who you are, it is a day, a week with gifts, because it is the final episode of Marvel Studios Hawkeye this season. And wow, it's a spectacular episode, and there's some amazing stuff in it. I want to talk about it so badly, but I also don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't had a chance to watch it yet.
Yeah, it's only been out in the world for a couple of days, so we'll try to be cool about it. But if you are not watching the series, one, this is the perfect time to sit down and watch all the episodes while you're on a holiday break. If you get a day off, definitely go and sit down and watch them all back to back. It is so good. I mean, man.
Lorraine, did you freak out like I freaked out the first time I watched it when we saw the character and the thing that they were holding and the outfit that they were wearing? I lost
my
dang mind.
Yeah, the big reveal at the end of episode 5 and into the final episode was wow. Extremely exciting. I am really excited for everyone to see it. Also, the finale, the fight, is so incredible. And definitely keep your eyes out for stuff on the Marvel YouTube page or on Marvel.com, because there are a lot of articles about behind the scenes and character histories and all kinds of cool stuff that, if you're looking for some companion information to go with the series, go over to Marvel.com, because they do so many wonderful articles and videos about the show and about these characters. So definitely go check those out, especially if you're yearning for more once the series ends.
Yeah.
You know, another thing I'm really excited for is, even though this series is done for 2021, we have more wonderful stuff to look forward to from Disney Plus. I can't wait to see Maya return in Marvel Studios Echo, which has been announced in the future. She's such a badass character. I love her story. I love how she's portrayed. I can't wait to see more of her.
Yeah. Also, have we heaped enough praise on Alacqua Cox yet? Because I don't think we have. Oh my God, she deserves all the flowers because she's so good.
She's so good. I love her story because, you know, she's one of these characters who kind of reminds me of Black Widow in a way, you know, where she has so much underneath the surface, but she's also like pretty reserved on the outside, and there's so much emotionally happening for her. And then she kicks so many butts, all the butts done and kicked.
Remember, everyone, this is her first project. This is the first thing she's done as an actor. She's so good. It's like, you watch someone come on and immediately blow you away. Man, she rules so hard.
Absolutely. And also, if you're looking for some last minute holiday items or just some stuff for the good old fashioned shelfie, definitely go over and check out the Marvel must-haves at marvel.com/must-haves. There's tons of great Marvel Studios Hawkeye inspired gear, toys, all kinds of good stuff. And they're all super cute. So go check those out and enjoy. Got to get me some pizza dog socks. Got to get on that. And of course, there is a Spider-Man must-haves list over on Marvel.com, because everybody in the world is seeing Spider-Man No Way Home, as they should be. Go out to the theater, just wear your mask, and enjoy the heck out of the movie.
Yeah. And then go buy some toys and some merchandise, like all the cool stuff, all the Marvel Legends toys from Hasbro. They had a brand new Marvel Legends live stream on the Hasbro Pulse YouTube channel last week. And look, there was so much cool stuff. I have to talk about it because it's bananas. We are getting a Sleepwalker action figure. I never thought I'd see the day. We've already seen the Despair figure.
Oh, yeah.
A while ago. And he's a beaut, but they showed him off again. We showed off a new Defender outfit, Doctor Strange, a Thor Ragnarok Ragnarok is the fake Thor that is created during Civil War comic book series. So he looks really cool. There's a comic version of Ulick who looks dope as There's a new Baron Zemo. There's a new Jigsaw. There's a 20th anniversary Marvel Legends Hulk. But the two most important things I wanted to shout out were the X-Men wave that's coming from Marvel Legends in 2022. You get a new Vulcan figure. You get Darwin. You get Wolverine with superheated claws. You get a Sabretooth, like an old school looking Sabretooth. You get a Siren who's got a classic cloth cape. You've got Havoc who looks really cool. The most important one of all, Maggot with both of his slugs. I can't believe we're getting a Maggot figure who looks that good. And then the Build-A-Figure is Bonebreaker, one of the old school Marauders. He's in his little tank thing and he looks so, so, so cool. There was that wave. And then they showed off the wave for Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which includes a Doctor Strange, an Astral Form Doctor Strange, a Master Mordo, a Wong, an America Chavez based on her character in the film, and the Build-A-Figure. Can you believe it?
Oh, it's so good.
Dreams do come true. Rintra. And if you're 98% of Marvel fans and who's like, who is Rintra? Well, you're going to learn. I remember him from 90s Doctor Strange comics, especially in Infinity Gauntlet number 2, I think it is. Rintra is in the Sanctum Sanctorum and he's like, he helps out Doctor Strange. He was one of his like apprentices.
And he's also the king of the pants off dance off. That man does not wear any pants.
No, which is how you know that that's not a comic accurate figure, because this figure was fully clothed. Maybe someday we'll get nude Rintra, but he looked really rad.
Speaking of Doctor Strange, there is also a new Sorcerer Supreme of the Marvel Universe, and she has been revealed. It's Clea, baby, the Mistress of the Dark Dimension, Stephen Strange's very powerful partner. I love Clea, so I was super thrilled to hear about this. And, you know, she's really been with Strange since the beginning, so I'm really excited to see where writer Jed MacKay takes her in Strange number one. Look out for that title. I'm so excited to read it.
Yeah, she's shown up in the current Death of Doctor Strange comics. She's just a total badass, especially as you get to the, we're getting towards the end of that run. So I'm excited for Strange number one next year.
I love old Doctor Strange comics because I always feel like he's like, I don't know what to do. And Clea is like, do this. And he's like, yes, I've done it by myself. So shout out to Clea for doing the hard work and then Doctor Strange getting the credit. All right, moving on. Spider-Man Beyond. You know, over the past few months, Zeb Wells, Patrick Gleason, Cody Ziegler, Kelly Thompson, and Saladin Ahmed have been delivering on this Spider-Man saga for the ages in the pages of Amazing Spider-Man. Now the final issues are going to be coming out in March. We're going to have Amazing Spider-Man 91 by Kelly Thompson and Sarah Pichelli. We're going to have Amazing Spider-Man 92, including some hijinks with the Lizard continuing on. And then we're going to have Saladin Ahmed and Zeb Wells and Cody Ziegler teaming up with artist Lou Zagaria for a special one-shot in Amazing Spider-Man number 92, Bay, not Beyonce, B-E-Y for Beyond, but I prefer Bay. And then continue on into Miles Morales, Spider-Man number 36, and Amazing Spider-Man number 93 with Zeb Wells and Patrick Gleason. So lots of great stuff there. It's been a big old long story coming at you from the Spider-Verse. So definitely go check that out and get into it now so that you can enjoy it as it wraps up in March.
Heck yeah. Also coming in March is a brand new Punisher comic series written by Jason Aaron, drawn by Jesus Saiz and Paul Azaceta. It's a 13-issue prestige limited series, so it's going to be really special, and it's being touted to mark the definitive culmination of Frank Castle's journey in the Marvel Universe to date, building on his past to reveal his inescapable future. March 2022, we're going to be talking about the Punisher series by Jason Aaron aplenty on our content. I can't wait for everybody to read it and see where they go with it. It's going to be big and something special.
There is also a new Gambit series that has newly been announced by legendary writer Chris Claremont with art by Sid Koshin. Also, another nice thing coming this holiday season is the Mighty Marvel Holiday Special. Actually, it's already here. You can read it on Marvel Unlimited. But I just thought this was such a cute thing. I wanted to mention it. If people are looking for some great holiday reading over on Marvel Unlimited, Ryan North and Nathan Stockman did this really cute little holiday comic. It's one of the vertical scrolling ones you can only get on Marvel Unlimited. So definitely go read it and check it out. There's some other new issues out. Spider-Bot, Hawkeye, My Life as a Weapon, X-Men Unlimited, all in that vertical scrolling format. So definitely go check your app and see what kinds of cutie cute comics are there to bring you joy this holiday season.
Heck yeah. And while you're checking your app on Marvel Unlimited, maybe jump over to your Vivi app and you can see a whole bunch of great drops this week, including the Rogers the Musical poster that came this week, the Potted Groot Christmas tree. If you miss out on the drops, you can pick them up later in the market. They just go up a little bit more. So if you want them, get on them right away.
Some other exciting stuff coming out into the world. Marvel's Wastelanders, Black Widow. This is going to be an audio epic. I'm so excited for folks to check it out. It is one of our latest original scripted podcasts from the series Marvel's Wastelanders. It's the third installment of the post-apocalyptic audio series. It's going to have 10 episodes, and it's written by Alex Delisle, who we'll be having on the show. It's directed by Timothy Busfield, who we previously had on. He starred in Marvel's Wastelanders Star-Lord, and now he is directing Marvel's Wastelanders Black Widow, so that's very exciting. And the cast is flipping epic. Mm-hmm. Susan Sarandon as Helen Black, and features performances by Ava Amari from Saved, Nate Cordry from Mom, Amber Gray from Hadestown, Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie. There's just a ton of folks who've been in a ton of things that are all going to be a part of this series. You know what? I could tell you all about the story, but instead I'm going to let you listen to the teaser.
What's this woman's name?
Let me look. Helen Black. But wait, whoa, a lot of aliases.
Helen Black. Okay.
You know her?
Just interested in people who lie about their identity in this world. Unless, yeah, no, you're right. Just, I'm sure she's just bitter.
Unless what?
You've never heard those theories about them still being alive, Wolverine, the Hawkeyes? You've never seen those message boards?
What are the theories?
Well, this one guy claims that mass slaughter of Wolverine and his crew, you know what I'm talking about, up in Westchester?
Vaguely.
So this guy claims that massacre was staged. False flag. Everyone who got killed was a crisis actor. This guy says President Red Skull faked the whole thing to make all the criminals in the city think they were safe, so they'd go wild. Crime everywhere, make the city unsafe. Then S.H.I.E.L.D. swoops in with a pledge to make things safe again, and, well, here we are. They're still out there. The Hawkeyes are being circus clowns out west. Wolverine is, you know, Wolverining. I don't know. At least according to this one nut on those message boards, so.
How does this relate to Helen?
Oh, multiple aliases. Current one is Black, ties to S.H.I.E.L.D. Telling a lie about her past to a stranger for no discernible reason? Natasha Romanoff, the Black Widow!
Marvel Entertainment and SiriusXM present Marvel's Wastelanders, Black Widow. Hear it first, Monday, January 10th, exclusively on the SXM app or by subscribing to Marvel Podcast Unlimited on Apple Podcasts, and coming soon, everywhere. Learn more at SiriusXM.com/Wastelanders.
There's a whole lot to this story, so definitely stay tuned. We're going to have some great interviews here on the show. And the series is going to be available exclusively on the SXM app and Marvel Podcasts Unlimited on Apple Podcasts. So definitely go sign up for Sirius or Marvel Podcasts Unlimited on Apple Podcasts. Episodes will be widely available 1 week later on Pandora, Stitcher, and all major podcast platforms in the US. So you can learn more at marvel.com/wastelanders. Oh my God, Susan Sarandon. Come on now. This is going to be epic.
Hell yeah. Lorraine, it is the most wonderful time of the year, partially because we are going to resurrect a fun project that you kicked off years and years ago for some of our video shows. We called it, what did we call it back then?
Master Comics Theater.
Yes. Can you explain what it is real quick?
So we would go in our little imagination time machines and we would take classic comics and do live theatrical readings of them to bring them to life in the physical realm.
Yeah. And we are blessed with some amazing folks to join us today to do that. First up is, of course, James Monroe Iglehart joining us once again. Hi, James.
What's up, y'all? Hi, family. So glad to be here. This is fun.
Yeah. And we've got, I don't know, I would say This Week in Marvel all-star, Nick Walker, who's been on the show a million times.
Yeah.
I'm an all-star? Oh, my God.
It's like the SNL I've hosted X amount of times club.
I've hosted five times club.
Nice.
Nick can't avoid us.
I would never want to avoid you guys. You guys are amazing. Even you, James.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Nick.
Listeners, most recently you heard Nick join us for our Halloween Scary Stories episode, number 522, at the end of October. So thank you for joining us, Nick. James, I'm glad you're not working yourself to the bone today so you could be here. It makes us very happy. But it's the four of us taking on a lot of the main roles, but we also have members of the Marvel audio team, and they are going to be joining us. We'll introduce them in a little bit, so you'll hear us switch back and forth between parts as we read. We're going to perform an abridged version of GLXmas from 2006. It's a one-shot holiday comic, which everybody can go read on Marvel Unlimited. And look, we're going to be reading this completely in real time. Everybody gets one take. If we screw it up, TFB, let's do this.
And if you're not familiar with the GLX or the GLA, which are used fairly interchangeably, it's the Great Lakes X-Men or the Great Lakes Avengers, featuring the best D-list characters in the world.
Wow.
But an A-list characters all around in my heart.
Yes.
Well played.
And also, like, the home team of Squirrel Girl, which is the best character in the Marvel Comics canon.
Yeah. So, without further ado, it's time for the GLXmas This Week in Marvel Almost Live Holiday Special! Starring
Lorraine Sink as Squirrel Girl and Tippy Toe and maybe some other people! People.
Nick Walker as Doorman and Dum Dum Dugan. I'm so excited about this.
James Monroe Iglehart as Doorman's father and Thanos.
Jingle bells, Thanos smell.
And me, Ryan Panagos, as Mr. Immortal, MODOK, and maybe a couple more, with additional performances by audio content and story executive director Ellie Pyle.
Hi, everybody.
Audio story content manager M.R. Daniel.
Hey, everybody.
This Week in Marvel producer Zachary Goldberg.
Hi, I make the sounds and I'm excited to be here.
And This Week in Marvel producer Isabel Robertson.
Hi, I also make the sounds. Also happy to be here.
Woohoo, Team Sounds.
Yes, yes.
Woohoo, Team Sounds.
Yes, yes.
As well as audio development manager and Marvel's pull-list punching bag, Brad Barton.
That's me. Happy holidays, everyone. Happy holidays,
Marvel.
Tippy Toe.
Dugan. Dum Dum Dugan.
And the spreading podcast here and Marvel joy to end the year.
For our first story, Eggnog, Toilet Paper, and Peace on Earth. Written by Dan Slott, with art by Matt Haley, narrated by me, Nick Walker. 'Twas the night before Christmas in our story's first scene. Now to tell you the rest is, you guessed, Doreen Green.
Happy holidays, Squirrel Girl here, and this is my girl squirrel, Tippy Toe. We just wanted to welcome you to the GLXmas special.
Sorry to interrupt.
Hi, Doorman, what's up?
We're almost ready for the party, but we need someone to run down to the store and pick up eggnog and toilet paper.
No problemo, we're on it. Come along, girl. We're on an important GLX mission to the Squirrel-a-gig.
Quickly, Squirrel Girl and her girl squirrel friend make their way to one very squirrely helicopter.
Hold on, girl. Arms and tails inside. Woo-wee! We're sure lucky Big Bertha was our secret Santa. She gives the best presents. What? You're her secret Santa? Well, I hope you got her something good. No, I trust you. Hey, what's that over there by Lake Michigan? Bunch of guys shooting lasers at each other. And on the day before Christmas? Better get down there and see what that's all about.
Meanwhile, by Lake Michigan.
Commander Duggan, look, Squirrel Girl's just shown up.
Thank God, Squirrel Girl. Am I ever glad to see you. I'm
Dum Dum Duggan, second in command to S.H.I.E.L.D.
What? How in blazes did you know?
Oh, I've got all the Iron Man verses series battle cards. Did you know you have a defense stat of 8?
Brazenly, Squirrel Girl whips out the commander's battle card for him to see. No, I didn't.
Mine's a 6.
Less brazenly, Squirrel Girl whips out her own battle card. We could really use your help here, Missy. AIM agents uncovered a base at the bottom of this lake, and they're all raiding it of all its technology.
But that was Maelstrom's base, and he had stuff in there that could destroy the universe. We've got to stop him!
They're not who I'm worried about, sister. It's him. Their boss. The ever-malevolent MODOK.
Pitiful mini-brains, Caliban Barbie!
Good thing Squirrel Girl's got a battle card for everybody.
Let's see. MODOK, the battle chairman, the class, giant head. Yep, this guy is in the big leagues, all right. Commander Duggan, call your men back and give us a round of suppressing fire. My partner and I have got this one. Come on, Tippy Toe. We're going to go over the top.
You heard her, boys.
All right, girl. One fuzzball special coming up. Oh,
suddenly, our hero throws her mighty miniature mammal friend toward the villain's mammoth forehead.
Ah, not the face! Curses! Arms too tiny! Head too big! Get it off! Extend all weapons!
Oh, yeah? Why don't you keep those aimed on me? The girl with the squirrel agility.
Impossible!
Mister, I don't know the meaning of the word. Well, actually, I do. It's not like I'm stupid or anything. It's just like I don't choose to use it in my personal lexicon. It's very disempowering. What? You found a way into MODOK's armor? That's a great idea. Go for it, girl, and I'll see how Mo likes it when I smash some nuts into his exposed circuits.
How about these are delicate firing mechanisms. You could kill us all.
From outside and inside, this arboreal team takes down the Titan.
No! Entire power shutting down! Battle chair offline! Life support failing! Colostomy bag leaking into back of memory! We surrender! Men, stand down! Now!
That was some grade-A field work, Squirrel Girl.
And Tippy Toe.
Of course. Look, I want to show you something. Commander Duggan gestures to a laptop with the logo of S.H.I.E.L.D., an agency which cares little for personal privacy. With our top-secret S.H.I.E.L.D. satellites, we've been keeping an eye on you for some time now, watching you take down some of the world's biggest threats. Heck, girlie, we think you're the best superhuman combatant we've ever seen. And, well, we was wondering if you'd let us deputize you as a full-fledged agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Golly! Well, thanks and all, Mr. Duggan, but I'm afraid I'm gonna have to say no. See, I already belong to a team, and a really swell one at that.
And with that, Squirrel Girl and Tippy Toe arrive back home to the greetings of that real sweet team of hers, the Great Lakes Avengers, just in time to help with decorating for the holiday party.
Hey, guys! Big Bertha, anything happen while we were out?
Nah. What about you?
All the usual.
Got the eggnog?
Yep.
What about the toilet paper?
Oh, be right back.
Well, it was nice while it lasted. Once again, our heroes are off, this time tasked with the awesome responsibility of retrieving the toilet paper once and for all, although the universe might have other plans.
What? A spaceship? Where? Oh my, look, Tippy Toe, something's coming out of it.
Yes. Once I, Thanos, have charged the Parametrix with the life force of everyone on Earth, the universe shall be mine for the taking.
Oh yeah? Not if I can help it.
For those of you who don't speak Squirrelese, Tippy Toe says, here we go again.
And now, Days of Xmas Past. Written by Dan Slott, with penciling by George Gianti, inking by Drew Sirasi, color by Soto Color, L. Molinar, narrated by James Monroe Iglehart. While the squirrels fight evil, we return to the house where man's thoughts are stirring as he longs for his spouse.
My name's Craig Hollis, aka Mr. Immortal, and I hate the holidays, because for me, they're not something you celebrate.
Wait, I've got one too many stockings over here.
They're something you live through.
Flatman, shh! That's dinosaur stocking.
Oh, sorry.
Or not.
Mystery Mortal pauses before a photo of Dinosaur. She was his teammate, his friend, his lover, and now she's just a memory. Before long, the somber scene is spoiled by a voice coming from a giant snowman head, a relic from a previous Christmastime battle.
Ho, ho, ho! Listen up, Great Lakes Avengers, or X-Men, or whatever you're calling yourselves. It is I, your greatest enemy, Dr. Tannenbaum, the Yuletide Terrorist. It's that time of year, so yet again I'm out to destroy Christmas. So, are you ready to take your season's beatings? If so, you'll find me in my latest merry machinations downtown at Topps Christmas Tree Grotto at the corner of Oak Hill Drive and...
Is it just me, or does anyone else feel like ordering a taco?
One sec. Better leave a note for Squirrel Girl, so she'll know where we've gone.
Flatman's note, dear listeners, reads, Squirrel Girl, have gone to Muskego to save Christmas. Hope to see you there, Flatman. But soon after arriving, Christmas remains far from saved as the great X-Men find themselves in a terrible tangle with ferocious Flora.
I don't believe it. Evil living Christmas trees? You've really outdone yourself this time, Doc.
Ho, ho, ho! I guess you could say I'm decking the halls with boughs of horror?
Restrained by this maniacal menace, Ms. Topps of Topps Christmas Trees Grotto tries in vain to warn the heroes.
X-Men, you have to get out of here. It's a trap.
Don't worry, ma'am. We know what we're doing. We've beaten this guy before.
No, you don't understand. He lured you here to keep you busy.
Miss Topps is right, you know. You see, I've already sold my evil foliage to homes all across Muskego. And any moment now, they'll launch an all-out attack. Every bit of holly and mistletoe, every tree and every wreath.
Mr. Immortal tries to launch a surprise attack, but is quickly subdued by the grasp of a Christmas tree out for blood.
Choking me, can't breathe. Man, I hate Christmas.
Even under the grip of this pernicious pine, Mr. Immortal drifts into pensive thought. We are now deep in his memory. Christmas, 4 years ago. Mr. Immortal is alone, standing over the grave of his lost lover, one Terry O'Duggan, a woman who was there with him since the beginning until one day she wasn't.
Hi, Terry. It's our first Christmas apart, and I want to be with you, babe. I do.
Great.
What?
Seemingly out of nowhere, who leaps into view but Dinah?
Dinosaur? What are you doing here? I can't understand you. Look, this is private. You shouldn't be here. I'm trying to spend some time with a loved one, and it's disrespectful having a big pink dinosaur woman around. I'm sorry. That wasn't called for. And actually, I'm kind of glad I got you and the Great Lakes Avengers around. Glad that I'm not so alone this year. Anyway, before I forget...
Mr. Immortal removes a small golden tube from his pocket.
I pulled your name out of the Secret Santa hat. Here. It's a whistle. Thought it might help you, you know, communicate with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wait, you just talked!
Yes, Craig Hollis, this is my gift to you. I can only bond with a mortal once in my entire lifetime and share the gift of my very special language. You see, my kind lives for a very long time, Craig Hollis, so we must be very careful with whom we choose to share this gift. And I choose you.
Dinah, I don't know what to say.
Say Merry Christmas, Craig Hollis.
Merry Christmas, Dinah.
Traveling deeper through his subconscious, Mr. Immortal is overwhelmed by a flood of holiday memories with Dinah, like the party 3 years ago.
And why do the other reindeers shun him?
Well, he's got a red nose. He's different.
How sad.
Or the holiday party 2 years ago.
My kind sees dreams as a false life, something best ignored.
Really? We see them as messages from the subconscious, and we look to them for meaning.
Or the holiday party just 1 year past.
Mistletoe? Please explain this ritual, Craig Hollis.
Well, on Christmas, when two people are, well...
And everything that happened next, which remains for his eyes only.
Mr. Immortal, are you okay?
Don't worry, Big Bertha. Mr. Immortal can come back from anything.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Mr. Immortal, and I can come back from...
If he hadn't fully regained his senses yet, that whack to the face from an evil sentient tree ought to do it. Back in the present, knocked all the way across town by the force of the evergreen, Mr. Immortal finds himself crash-landed in the living room of an innocent family.
Ow. Sorry, citizen. Didn't mean to intrude on your festivities. Just give me a moment and I'll be out of your... Wait a sec. That Christmas tree is trying to move. But it can't! Hey, did y'all buy this tree from across the street?
From Topps Christmas Tree Grotto, yeah?
Oh, holy night, that's it! I know how to save Christmas! I need to borrow a few things.
Take whatever you want, just leave, okay?
Yeah, you're really freaking us out.
Meanwhile, at Topps Christmas Tree Grotto...
It's no use, nothing seems to stop them.
Keep at it!
But just before all hope is lost, who appears with boxes of Christmas cheer but Mr. Immortal?
Hang on, guys, I got the answer. It's this Christmas crap. Just weigh them down with all this overly festive holiday junk. Weigh them down till they can't move.
You heard the man. Trim. Trim like you've never trimmed before.
And so, the Great Lakes X-Men swiftly move into action, decorating every dastardly conifer in sight with baubles, bangles, and beads.
Bah humbug! Very clever, Mr. I. But I doubt even you have enough tinsel and trinkets to cover every tree in this grotto.
Mr. Immortal, by that outlet, that's one of my shop's flocking guns.
Thanks, Mrs. Topps. This should do the trick. Oh, and Dr. Tannenbaum, flock you! And flock all your Christmas trees, too.
Man, I wish Squirrel Girl was here. That's our biggest adventure in months, and she's missing it.
Meanwhile, on the outskirts of town, a titan lays motionless at the feet of a young woman dressed as a woodland creature.
Congratulations, Squirrel Girl. By defeating Thanos, you have saved the entire multiverse. I wish I could have helped, but as a watcher, I am forbidden to interfere.
Ah, hey, that's okay, Uatu. Still, I can't believe that me and Tippy Toe took out the real Thanos.
Yes, Squirrel Girl, with my cosmic senses, I can confirm that that is, in fact, the one true Thanos, and not a robot, clone, or simulacrum.
Returning to the site of the Christmas kerfuffle, peace has been restored, and Mr. Immortal shares the good news with the viewers of local television.
And again, I just want to remind the viewing public that wherever you got your Christmas trees from, you should be safe. As long as you keep it overly decorated. And don't throw it out until it's like good and dead, like maybe February or March, just to play it safe.
My hero!
Miss Topps, please!
Call me Sarah.
Sarah?
Look, if you're not doing anything...
Sarah, it's Christmas. Maybe next time. Hey, good work, X-Men. I'll see y'all later, okay?
Craig, what about the party?
I'll be there. Just have to make a couple stops first.
Moments later, Craig Hollis, a.k.a. Mr. Immortal, finds himself standing beside the grave of his beloved dinosaur, this time for real, whistle in hand.
Ha. Remember this? I thought so. Merry Christmas, Dinah.
And now, Working Holiday, written by Dan Slott, with art by Paul Grist, colors by Laura Allred, narrated by me, Lorraine Sink. The heroes had gifts around 8:02, and then at 8:10, Doorman had things to do.
Ha! A Star Trek red shirt! Thanks, Flatman.
I thought you might like it.
An acorn necklace for me? That was very thoughtful, Tippy Toe.
Squeak, squeak. So, Doorman, do you have any plans for Christmas Eve?
I have to see my dad.
Suddenly, the merriment came to a halt, and everyone turned to look at Doorman.
What? Why is everyone making that face?
Damar, if you want, I could change back into Ashley Crawford. Think how impressed your dad would be if you brought a supermodel home for Christmas.
It's all right, Bertha. This is something.
In a blink of an eye, the mysterious Doorman returns to his corporeal form as Damar Davis.
That I have to do on my own.
Damar stands in the entryway to the brightly lit home of his youth. Phasing through the door, he finds a drastically different inside.
Figures. Not a stitch of Christmas on the inside.
Damar, that you? Didn't hear you come in.
It's me, sir. Went crazy with the lights again, huh?
Like I'm gonna let Weber next door top me. No way. Merry Christmas, boy.
Merry Christmas, Dad. So, did you see me on TV? Because I think we made the news.
Yeah, fighting evil Christmas trees. 4 years of college, 3 years of grad school, and you were fighting evil Christmas trees. When are you going to stand up and join the real world, boy?
This is real, Dad. Well, last summer, I helped save the universe.
Didn't see that on TV.
Well, you should have seen it, Dad. It was great. I was a hero. I sacrificed my life so that we could...
What?
Nothing.
Damar, your mother and I, we sacrificed a lot for you, to give you a leg up. Now you're young, and there's still time to make something of yourself, a career, a family.
I am somebody, Dad. I'm Doorman. Don't you understand? Fate gave me these powers.
They're stupid powers, son. All the other heroes have better powers than you, even that guy who talks to a fish. But there's only one Damar Davis, and you are throwing his life away. Where are you going?
The head.
Damar faces himself in the bathroom mirror.
It's true, Dad. Last summer I died to prevent the end of everything, and the only reason I'm still here is I've got a new job as an angel of death. Yeah, that'll go over real well.
Damar no longer sees his reflection in the mirror. He sees Doorman's.
Crap. Duty calls. Looks like I've got to make some pickups. Better make this quick.
Silently out the window and off the roof, Doorman makes his commute to work. First, Doorman extends a hand to the ghost of a body hunched over a steering wheel.
This can't be happening. I only had one drink at the office party.
Well, that was one too many. Come on, it's your time.
Next, he brings his services to the ghost of his very own heroic colleague, Grasshopper, whose corpse floats across the desolate vistas of low Earth orbit.
It was my first time in the suit. How was I supposed to know that maximum jump would launch me into outer space?
It's your time, Neil.
This sucks.
Don't look at me. I had nothing to do with this one.
A long night of ferrying the dead to the great beyond. Just another day's work for Doorman.
That's it. Guess I better hurry back home before Dad realizes I'm...
Heads up, Doorman! Coming through!
What? Santa! You're real? And I can see you?
Of course, Damar. Now that you're an angel of death, we travel in the same ethereal plane.
Wow! Oh, say, Santa, I could really use a big Christmas miracle here. You wouldn't happen to have anything in your bag there for my dad, would you? Some toy he always longed for ever since he was a kid. Something that'd teach him the true meaning of Christmas and help forge a bond between father and son.
Nope. Sorry, Damar. Well, I'd love to stay and chat, but it's my busiest time of year. Ho, ho, ho!
Meanwhile, at the Davis home.
Damar? You all right in there?
Damar's father enters the bathroom to find no one in it.
Damar? Oh. Of all the... Can't even stay in the house with me for 10 minutes.
Eventually, he finds Damar in the backyard.
So, you take it all? Some superhero. One talk with your old man, one talk about what you're doing with your life, and you turn and...
Dad, my life's over. I died last summer, but I came back as a ghost, an angel of death, actually, and I'm here for you.
What?
You fell off the roof while putting up the lights. You've been dead for hours, Dad. That's why I came home for Christmas, not because of any family thing, because I had to. As an angel of death, I've been putting this off as long as I could because I was hoping that just for once, you and I could, well... Never mind. Come on, Dad, take my hand. It's time.
You're the angel of death now? For real? Wait till I tell our relatives on the other side. My boy is the angel of death. Now that is something.
This way, Dad.
So, how much did they pay you for this?
Dad!
Up and away, above skyscraping towers, a son takes his dad to a world beyond ours.
And finally, season's greetings from the GLX, written by Dan Slott with art by Mike Kazela and colors by Bill Crabtree. Narrated by Ryan Panagos. 'Twas the morning of Christmas, the tumult had passed, the heroes were home, together at last.
There she is!
What kept you, Squirrel Girl?
Oh, you know, same old, same old.
Suddenly, a streak of light bolts across the night sky. From the GLX headquarters backyard, it's crystal clear to the naked eye.
GLXers, look! The Christmas star!
Whoa!
Deep down inside, Doorman knows better.
Oh no. Death sense is tingling. With my strange new powers, the ability to see beyond the veil of life and death, I can tell that's no Christmas star. That's Grasshopper's corpse burning up as it re-enters Earth's atmosphere. Better not to tell the guys, though. I mean, just look at them. And what with all we've been through, we could use a happy ending, even a creepy fake one.
Save for the corpse that plummets with speed, all is calm, all is well. A happy ending, indeed.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks for stopping by. See you in the new year.
Happy holidays!
We're going to let some of our collaborators go. Thank you to Ellie, Brad, Zachary, MR, and Isabel for joining us. Y'all can say... Bye and leave.
Bye. Bye and leave. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Happy said holidays.
Yep.
Oh, that's nice.
And a reminder to use a designated driver this holiday season. And if you or anyone is in need of help, there are lots of wonderful hotlines you can call during the holiday season or any other time.
True.
Yeah, I've always had, I don't know about the three of you, but I've always had weird relationships with
them. Oh, yeah.
So I would, like, until I had my daughter, Christmas time was not fun, but now I'm like, yeah, Christmas lights and everything, it's the best. So things can turn around.
Yeah.
Things get better.
Yeah. Wherever you're at is fine. I think the fact that we are alive and breathing, that you're listening to this wonderful podcast, these are wonderful things. So just meeting yourself where you're at, that is a beautiful, beautiful Christmas thing.
The holidays are what you make it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy every holiday. Once again, big thank you to James and Nick.
And everybody, the whole gang.
And everybody.
Happy Holidays, Marvel family.
Happy Holidays. Thank you for having me on. You can find me at Nikki Walks, NikkiWalks on Instagram and Twitter. My movie podcast, Little Justice, is coming back for a third season in January. And come see Ain't Too Proud on Broadway, right at the Imperial Theater on 45th Street. Really hard show. So come on and support us as we sweat our faces off.
Thanks.
Thank you to our wonderful guests for making that truly a earful to be eared.
an earful to be eared, and we also want to have some earfuls earing next week, because our question of the week for next week is, what are you most looking forward to in 2022 from Marvel? We're going to be doing a year in review, looking back, throw in some of our favorite interviews and moments from across the year. So again, that question of the week is, what are you most looking forward to in 2022 from Marvel while we look back in 2021? You can let us know your answers using hashtag ThisWeekInMarvel. Email them to twimpodcast@marvel.com. Send a message to our Facebook page at facebook.com/ThisWeekInMarvel. And please make sure to tell us it is okay to read on the show. Lorraine, what are you most looking forward to in 2022 from Marvel?
Marvel Studios Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Excited for it to exist. It's all coming to fruition.
Hard to argue with that one. But there's so many comics that are coming out. You know, we just talked about the Punisher series, and we've got a lot of great stuff coming from the X-Men side of things, and a whole bunch more that hasn't even been announced yet. Like, there's things that nobody knows about of what's happening next year, which is so cool. And then theatrically, on top of Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, there's Marvel Studios' Thor: Love and Thunder in July, Marvel Studios' Black Panther: Wakanda Forever in November. It's like, we're blessed. Then there's going to be what's on Disney Plus. Then there's going to be all the comic stuff. Any game updates? Like, juice. It just never ends. So much fun.
Never stop. No sleep. Moving on to community. All right. Our question of the week last week was, what is your favorite Marvel holiday story? So let's get into it. First up, we have Matt Maybray at Matt Maybray, who said, I like the one where Plant Man had animated a bunch of Christmas trees and sent them on a rampage. And here to save the day was Captain Ultra. Fun little ending. What a great one.
Andrew Nickerson at AndrewNickers19 says, the only one I remember is from Marvel Studios' Iron Man 3, where you see Tony giving Pepper the necklace in, I'm guessing, Vegas? It's where you can see he's finally made their relationship deep enough to acknowledge their soulmates.
Aww.
Chuck Hess at ChuckHess1 says, Marvel Studios' Hawkeye. It's got everything. Decorations, gifts, family, and family problems. It is an instant classic along the same lines as A Christmas Story or Die Hard.
Ooh, big Die Hard vibes. Big time. I love that. Next up, we got our friend John Swindle at the Swindler 90, who said, my favorite Marvel Christmas story is Logan's Lost Lesson in Marvel Holiday Special. Logan wants to teach teamwork to the students by playing hockey. Iceman makes Mighty Ducks jokes, and everyone refuses to follow the no powers rule. Fun was had by all.
Sir Death Burrito at Lex Pendragon says, I realize most of my podcasts are science podcasts, except for my comics podcast. Hashtag This Week in Marvel was both. Great spider facts. This was awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to last episode when we had a very special specialist talking about spider silk and how much weird protein you'd have to eat to make that much spider silk. Anyways, moving on, we've got an email from Jason Kim who said, Dear Ryan and Lorraine, aloha from Hawaii. A last minute Christmas gift idea for anyone who is trying to look for the perfect gift for the comic book fan in their life. I strongly suggest Marvel Unlimited. I love it. It has tons of great digital comics on there, including the new Infinity comics and two holiday greetings. I want to wish you guys and all of the listeners a Mele Kaliki Maka, aka Merry Christmas in Hawaiian, and Happy New Year. Aloha, Jason. P.S. Spider-Man No Way Home. Please don't spoil the milk. I mean movie. Lol.
Thank you, Jason. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays to everybody. What a time. What a wonderful time. I hope you all listen to this episode instead of hanging out with your family and your friends and your children and your pets, because we love you more than them. This episode of This Week of Marvel is produced by Zachary Goldberg, Isabel Robertson, Lorraine Singh, and Ryan Panagos.
Our audio development manager is Brad Barton.
Jill DeBoff is our director of audio.
And special thanks to you, our friends who listen to this show every week and remind us why getting to do this show is so dang special. Thanks, y'all.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Lorraine.
This is Marvel.
Your universe.